The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice, as he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger, they will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, they did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, what is it above all else that gives a person the ability to recognize the voice of our Lord? Do you know what the Second Vatican Council said? It said it is holiness of life. It is not first and foremost learning or study, though not to disparage those in any way. They are of great import. But above all else, it is sanctity. And there's this beautiful truth that the Second Vatican Council spoke of that I don't think had ever been fully explained before. It talks about the sensus fidei, the sense of the faithful, that says that no matter what happens in the world, the truth faith will always be preserved, that it will never be entirely lost in the church. And the true faith above all else will be found in the saints, in those who are genuinely holy. And again, you think of many of the saints who had little to no education. Someone like Saint Bernadette of Subaru, considered one of the poorest pupils in her class growing up. Or Saint John Vianney. And as they grew in holiness, they said some of the most profound things about the mystery of God. The church said the same will always be true. The Second Vatican Council said the same will always be true within the church. That even if the vast majority of the people in the world were led astray, those who are saintly will have the faith preserved within them. They will not be lost. It's amazing from time to time to see this in the lives of the faithful, where someone will come to me and they'll say, "You know, Father, I was at this Catholic conference and theologians were giving talks, you know, even certain priests or religious. And Father, they said this." And immediately when they said that, just interiorly, I thought, gosh, that doesn't seem right. You know, that sounds like it's got to be off somehow. And these will be people who might not have ever really studied any theology whatsoever. They've never read books by the saints or great theologians, but they just simply know immediately that what has been said is not in accord with our faith. It's the sensus fidei. The fathers of the church said, this gate that our Lord refers to, that those who go over the fence and not through the gate, they said the gate is the sacred scriptures. Now the fathers of the church were referring, because when our Lord spoke of this, the sacred scriptures only meant the writings of the Torah, the writings of Moses. And they said there are some people who believe that you can be saved without the truths that Moses led us to. The fathers said that cannot be. What would we speak of analogously as the gate now 2,000 years later? We do not just have the writings of Moses, we have the entirety of sacred scripture. So not just Moses, but also the apostles. But we don't rely simply on scripture, but also on sacred tradition. So who would the thieves and the robbers be? Those who say, oh, you don't have to follow that, and you can still live a good life. You can still be on your way to heaven and deny something of scripture or tradition. And the census fide, which we have through holiness of life, will always indicate to us that cannot be, that is not the voice of Christ. May we ask our Lord for the grace to grow in holiness of life, that we might hear him clearly.